Blog Talk Radio.
In this busy world, we're always doing two things at once. So Lysol combines cleaning and disinfecting into one convenient wipe to clean messes and kill 99.9% of germs. At the same time, this may take some getting used to. One wipe, two jobs.
Something that was so marvelous that it's mind-blowing to us, how you decided to shed your blood so that we can walk in the newness of life and have the opportunity to lift our hands and say, Abba, Father.
Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark hell for me. Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. Someday for a crown, I shall wear a crown and exchange it someday for. for a crown one of these old days. Every shame it someday for a crown.
Hey, good evening, good evening. Welcome to The Work Is Done. This is a product of Beverly Nation, and we are broadcasting live out of Lagos. Pastor Kevin Perry saying once again, welcome to The Work Is Done. You know, before we even get into the show tonight, I want to give a shout-out to my mother, Lillian Stoner. Today is her birthday. Awesome woman of God. She just turned 84. And I literally drove 9.5 hours from Florida to Lexington, North Carolina, just so that I could spend the day with her for her birthday. And I'm actually on the road heading back home to Florida. But shout out to my mom, man. You know, she's an awesome woman of God. And we could just get together and have, you know, biblical conversations without being churchy. You ever talk to some people, they just want to be churchy all the time, you know, and try to act like they have a whole lot of knowledge and whatever. But her and I can just sit and we can talk the word from a common sense standpoint and just enjoy each other's company. So happy birthday, Mom. Happy 84th birthday. So that kind of leads us into our topic tonight where we're talking about what is truth. You know, this may be something that, you know, we've talked about before or definitely touched on before, but, you know, you always get new insight, new revelation when you're studying the Word so that when you have this application time, you know exactly what it is that you should be doing, how it is you should be conducting yourself, and just knowing, you know, coming from a truth standpoint. Let's just get right into this. You guys, you know, you follow me for some time. You listen to me, so you know that I'm a guy, even though I have the title of pastor, one of the things I love doing is keeping it real. I love keeping it 100. And when you're talking about truth, one of the things that I've really come to understand is that even though truth in and of itself is not relative, people make it relative. Even though truth should not depend on a person's perception, it oftentimes absolutely depends on a person's perception. So you and I can look at the same thing and see it from two totally different perspectives. And according to how you see it, that's what makes it true to you. Now, you know, Jesus, he told us one thing in the Bible, in John, the book of John, chapter 8, verse 32. He says that we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Not set you free, as a lot of people like to say. It says it shall make you free. You'll have this awareness, this revelatory knowledge that you gain from knowing and understanding truth. And how you deal with the truth that you know determines the pattern that you'll live your life, how you'll live your life. You may, and here's the other thing too, just because you may have been taught a certain way doesn't mean that that way is true. Now, we can look at that from every spectrum, from every gambit that's out there. I can present to you my truth, what I believe to be true, what I perceive to be true. You can do the same thing with me. But at some point, there has to be a factual basis that we have to rely and depend on that's going to be the determining factor of what is really true. What is really true? And you know, so I study apologetics. Apologetics is not, you know, a study of saying I'm sorry. That's not what apologetics means. Apologetics means being able to give an answer for the truth and the veracity of Scripture. To be able to look at it, Scripture from a different point of view, not necessarily from a religious point of view, but almost from a scientific point of view. How can we prove that the Bible is true from the scientific point of view? Because it's absolutely possible to do that. And I'm not even getting into an apologetic lesson tonight. That is not my focus. My focus is just really to get into this truth realm of knowing what is true. So the first question is, can truth actually even be known? And the answer to that question is truth, is absolutely. Truth can be known. Now, as a believer, we know that we are led and guided by the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, when he left, he said, it's important that I leave, because if I don't leave, then the Comforter can't come. But when I leave, I will send the Comforter, who is the Holy Spirit, and he will guide you into all truth. So in order for you to really know truth, and I guess you could say, well, hey, this is just your opinion, this is just your perception because you're a pastor. So, of course, I'm going to come from a Christian, biblical, religion perspective. Even though I don't teach religion, I always teach relationship. But that's the perspective that I'm coming from. So you can look at that and say, okay, well, that's just yours. But for me as a believer, being filled with the Holy Spirit, it is his job to lead and guide me into all truth. So when I'm dealing with anything, my prayer is that he will be the revealer of a thing. He will be the revealer of the truth that I'm seeking. Because, again, that was part of his purpose of why he came. Jesus said he's going to lead and guide you into all truth. So truth can absolutely be known. Now, whether you want to hear or whether you choose to believe what is true, that's a whole different ballgame. That's a whole different ballgame. And normally what happens with people is that they'll sit and choose to believe what they've been taught, even if you present factual evidence that what they've been taught is not true. And if it comes against their way of life, they'll resist the truth. So this is one of the things that Paul said in Romans in chapter 1 when he was talking about, you know, the unbelieving. He said that they would rather worship the created thing rather than the Creator, who is God. And because they chose not to acknowledge God for who he is, it says that God gave them over to a reprobate or a depraved mind. Amen. So now you have a group of people who know what the truth is because it was put its place in each and every one of us, even from birth, to know who God is and to know what his truth is. It's placed in each and every one of us at birth. That's why when we feel that calling and we know, man, there's something that I know that I should be doing. I know what I'm doing is not right. I know the path that I'm on is not the path that God intended for me to be on. But yet, because we're stubborn, hard-headed, and stiff-necked people, we would rather remain on that path rather than recognize the truth to say, man, I need to turn this thing around. So that's what, you know, Paul is talking about in the book of Romans, that people are just so stuck and willing to be stuck where they are in the truth that they have come to believe, that they would rather stay there, even if it means being totally separated for all eternity from God. If it means being totally separated for all eternity, they would rather stick and hold on to the truth that they have come to know because it fits and suits the lifestyle that they choose to live. Anything that comes against that, because, you know, when God created us, he created us with our own will. That means you can't control somebody's will. A lot of people think you can control somebody's will. Well, I can pray against your will. No, you cannot control somebody's will. God gave us free will. God doesn't even control our will. So if he doesn't control our will, what makes a person think that they can control it? The only thing that you can do is pray, because you have the ability to pray. You have the ability to bind up, you know, what you see in a person. It's just like, okay, let me give you an example. I've known people who were drug addicts. And, you know, one couple in particular, you know, we paid, and this husband, he was abusive. He was, you know, drug addicted. And even though we were praying for his turnaround, if he never made the choice to allow God to work in him to fix what was wrong and broken in him, then he would have stayed in that situation. And you know what happened? That's what he did. He stayed in that situation because he never realized or recognized or acknowledged the fact that he needed help. So his truth was, I don't need you, I don't need her, I don't need God. The only thing he needed and depended on was his drugs. So his drugs now became his truth. And you, nobody can take that away from him. The only way it can be taken is if he was willing to give it up. And God will not take anything from you that you yourself are not willing to let go of. So when I hear people, oh, well, if God didn't want me to do it, God would stop me. No, that's a lie. That's a trick of the enemy. The Bible says that, you know, he tells us to cast our cares upon him. Not that he'll take them from us. He tells us to cast them. And if you're going to cast it, then that means you can't give it to God and then go back and take it back from him so that you can keep doing what you want to do. So when we cast our cares, then he's faithful and just. Then he says, okay, I'll remove that thing from you. But if you're not willing to give it to him, don't expect him to take it. And if you have thoroughly convinced yourself that what you are doing is okay, then that becomes your truth. And again, you will live your life, based on the truth that you've given to yourself. Even if that truth is a lie. Now, we've seen this, especially in the church setting, and, you know, in Guyana, and some of you who are old enough to remember Reverend Jim Jones back in the day, you know, he had a group of people, and he had a church, and he moved the whole church to Guyana, and then really convinced the people to commit suicide by drinking poison Kool-Aid. Now, you would think, especially in today's time, why wouldn't a person have enough common sense? Because that's really, to me, what it boils down to. Why a person would not have enough common sense to say and to recognize, man, this guy is a nut. He's telling me that I have to kill myself by drinking this Kool-Aid. You know, so we're going to pause right here, and then we'll be back to finish this conversation on what is truth. Get your phones ready. Call in tonight. Be a part of this conversation.
to everyone I show.
Hi, Pastor. It's Jerry Petito. How are you?
Hey, Jerry. I'm great as always. Nothing as bad. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Can you hear me okay? I hear a little static. Hello?
Yeah, he's there. He's actually driving right now, Jerry. No, he's fine. He's coming back from North Carolina seeing his mom, his 80-something-year-old mother. And he's still doing his show. Odie Dynasty's fantastic. Continue.
Oh, beautiful. I thought it was me. Okay. So, Pastor, you know, I came to the realization that a lot of people don't want the truth about anything. Okay? They are in a comfort zone, and it allows them to stay sane, regardless of what the topic is or the issue. A lot of people have a hard time getting out of that comfort zone because once they accept truth, then they have to take responsibility for that. And that's what I've learned over the years. And I'm the exact opposite. I don't care what you slap me in the face with. I want the truth, and that's all there is to it, and I will accept it. And I came to the realization when I talk to people about accepting Jesus, I only talk about two things anymore. Can you hear me, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor can hear right now. We want to make sure that he's,
okay.
You know, his audio is good. So keep on talking. He'll be back on momentarily.
Okay. Okay. So I only talk to people about two things anymore. When they question me, well, the Bible was written by man, okay, but it was God inspired. Well, Jesus wasn't white. He was black. Okay, he was black. None of those things to me mean anything except they're trying to not deal with the truth. When they come up with all these reasons why they shouldn't listen to God's word. So I only say two things anymore. I say the Old and the New Testament were written hundreds of years in between. How could the Old Testament have known exactly how the Messiah was going to be born, lived, and died hundreds of years later? Scientists have proved that these books were written when they said they were written. So that's one thing you got to think about. And the other thing is this. I ask everyone this. Do you think Jesus was a real man? Absolutely. He was a real man. I just don't believe he was the Son of God. Okay, do you believe Jesus was a good person? No one has ever said no to me. They've all said yes. So then I say this back. Jesus could not have been a good man if he's not who he said he was. Because if he was a liar about being the Son of God, then he was a blasphemer. So he couldn't possibly be this good person, and you don't believe he was who he was. And I leave them with those two things. And I've gotten calls, I can't tell you how many times, it could be months, it could be years later, from these people that actually thought it through and said they were ready to pray. I don't argue
right.
anymore. I just leave them with that.
You know, and here's the thing. You touched on so much meat and so much revelation in your comments because, number one, it is a comfort thing. It is absolutely a comfort level because if what I choose to believe makes me feel good, makes me comfortable, then I don't want anything to jeopardize that. I don't want anything to change that. I would rather stay where I am, even if what I'm doing is a lie. And how many times have we known people to actually live your whole existence is a lie. You know the things you're doing. You know the things you're saying. You know the way you're behaving is a lie, but you get so wrapped up in it, you don't want to change it. Why? Because you've come to believe the lie, and now the lie is your truth. And it doesn't matter what anybody says about that. It doesn't matter who comes against that. You have just convinced yourself that the lie that you choose to live is your truth.
Yep.
And there are going to be a lot of people, when Jesus comes back, there are going to be a lot of people standing with their mouths open. No, because you had an opportunity to know the truth. You heard the truth, but you chose to live the lie instead.
Yep.
You know, and so the only thing we can do, you know, is keep praying for people. But again, in understanding that even in that, even though I want the best for you, even though I am praying for you, it doesn't mean that you'll change, because you will only change when you have the desire to. And you know the road that you were on, the road that, you know, that I've traveled, because we've all traveled a road to get to where we are. You know, there was a time where you could lie to everybody. But when you start believing your own lie, that's when you get in trouble. And it's not until you recognize and say, you know what, I don't want to live the lie anymore. That's when change will come, please. That's when change will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because lying to yourself is one of the most dangerous things you can do.
There you go.
So, but yeah, Jerry, listen, thank you as always. You know, Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, the one and only Jerry Petito. Follow her on Facebook. Awesome woman. If you don't know her story, I'm sure she's willing to share her testimony, her story. And she's definitely an Elvis fan. And, you know, I got a little Elvis in me, too. I love Elvis. But listen, we'll be back with The Work Is Done right after this track.
Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy
join with all names. and a peace that endures. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Your strength for
name and where you calling from?
Yes, sir. My travel name is Huni Bakatun, and my pen and stage name is the Magic Man Haru. How you doing tonight, man of God?
Man, I am always good. How are you tonight?
I am divinely blessed, and I can't thank you enough for being a vessel to get the bread of life, the word out tonight. Happy delivery date to your beloved mother. I also want to say that song I dedicate to Kimamti, which is Nuban, my language, for grandmother Henrietta Cousins. Okay, I love your subject matter tonight, so I know a lot of people might want to chime in, so please allow Magic Man to be swift. Coming up Monday will be 36 years of my born again. Okay, and
amen.
I know you posed a question about truth. I know you posed a question about truth. And my humble answer is, what's the best thing about truth? And first, let me say this right quick. You are the first, and I've been traveling in and out of this country for such a long time, and I'm 53 years young, right? You are actually the first who professed the adherence of Christianity that actually said it correctly. The Lord and Savior, right, Jesus Christ, Yahshua HaMashiach, Isa HaMashiach, whatever, right, he said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Trust me. And I see it. A lot of people don't take time to actually study the languages, but I actually see what it actually says. And the unique thing about truth is not limited. You know, there's a lot of people that want to argue on what is a fact and what is truth. Here's the difference. A fact is limited. A fact is only limited based on current or past, you know, past information, and it can't be updated.
Right.
But what's so unique about truth is truth crosses time, space, and all things. You can't hide truth. Truth can be found in or out of scripture. Truth can be found in the body of a person. Truth can be found in regards to whatever language barrier, whatever we have. You cannot get rid of truth. Truth will stand. Okay?
All the time.
And that's what makes the difference. And it's at that point, man of God, is when people comprehend the truth, right, and turn around and use that truth to free themselves and other people, then the argument and all the silly things that human and living beings do will stop.
Amen. And you know what, brother O? Come on in and join in this conversation.
Well, first of all, I want to say this. You know, my grandma lived by that song, Hard Times and Segregation. And she said, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All that I have needed, God has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. I remember my grandma passed away in 1977. and she's take me by the knee, you know, and sing to me, and she hugged me. And she sang that song to me while I sat in her lap. And my grandma knew, she told me that you can be anything you want to be. If you ask God for providence, he will give it to you. That was the first time I heard the word providence at age 5. Providence. What is your providence? Who is providing you with life, health, and strength, and a time to go on from there? It's the only person that allows you to breathe. He allows you to achieve, and that is the great God among men. He will make it happen for you. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're going through, it changed you. But we got to do something out here with these young people. We got to get them close to God and pray over them long enough. That's all I have to say.
Amen. And because these young people, you know, they're being fed lies that are shaped to look like truth. They're being told, you know, who they are, you know, as far as thugs or, you know, low life, especially when you talk about people of color. You know, their image is being portrayed through media, through the news, through movies, through television shows. If they need somebody to play a bad guy, if they need somebody to portray a drug dealer, if they need somebody to portray a bank robber, most times, not all the time, most times, it's somebody of color. So what is the perception that is taught to the masses? What now becomes their truth? Their truth is that young people of color ultimately bad. And if you don't have anything to combat that, anything to go against that, you don't have people praying, because, you know, one of the other truths that I've come to believe, people tell you they're going to pray, and then I pray for you. Well, if you're going to pray for me, pray right now. Don't talk about you'll pray for me when you get home, because the truth is you talk the talk, but you won't walk the walk. You'll tell me.
Go ahead, Pastor. I hear you, man.
You know, you say you'll pray about my situation, but then you'll get home and then life will kick in and you'll forget all about me. And it's not intentional all the time. Sometimes it is. It's not intentional all the time. But if you want to pray for me, pray right now. Because this is when I told you about the situation. So this is when I need the prayer. I don't need you to pray when you get home. I need you to pray right now. And that's the thing we need. When we say we're going to pray for these young folks, we need to stop and actually do it. So, you know, thank Brother O, thank Brother Hooney, the magic man. We got to get to the next caller. Caller, welcome to The Work Is Done. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, peace and blessings, Pastor. How are you?
I am great. It sounds like the one and only Sister Bessie.
Yes, sir. you know I love you, and I always... I haven't been tuning into your show, and I ask you to forgive me, but a lot of times we have other things we do, but you know I love you, and I support you a lot because you're different than a lot of ministers that I've run across in the past. I would like to say this. As we know, the archaeologists and whoever – they always talk about Kemet. And I want to point out that there were over 700,000 books in the Library of Alexander. And most of the people that came to learn, they got the information from that library. A lot of books that we had, a lot of scrolls that we had were burned to keep us from learning what is truth.
Mm.
So for me, I do not a lot of people say that it doesn't make a difference whether he was white or black. If it doesn't make a difference whether he was white or black, why have they portrayed him as one person of color when you go back in history and know that he was a person of color? Okay.
Right.
So I look at it like this. We have all these religions around the world, and everybody claims that they have the truth. And
mm-hmm.
can't be, because you have so much knowledge on this planet. And I look at it this way. I don't need a man to pray for me. I would ask you to pray for me, yes. But I don't need, when I actually want to go before the Creator, even Yahshua said, go in your closet and speak to the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
You humble your soul and your spirit before the Most High. And this is what I believe. We have depended on other people to do things for us before the Creator. When you can go to the Creator yourself.
Right. Absolutely. You know, and as a pastor, you know, I get a lot of people who will call me and, well, Pastor, I need you to pray. I know you can get a prayer through. Well, why can't you get a prayer through?
Amen.
You have the same access to God that I do. So when you call me, it should be not necessarily to pray for you, but to be in agreement with what you have already prayed.
Yes. Yes.
Because you should, like you just said, you should have went into your prayer closet and whatever it is that you're going through. So now when you call me and you say, well, listen, this is what I'm going through, this is what I've been praying about, I can now say, okay, yes, I'm in agreement, and now let's pray about this. We are in agreement. But when you call, and that's the first question I'm asking you, well, did you pray? Why did you pray? Because? No, I don't know. I don't know because. You have the same access. And he says we got to come boldly to the throne of grace.
Yes, because if the Creator gave you that breath, when you're born in the world as a babe, you take that breath. You think he didn't give you that breath to utter praise and ask to pray to the Most High? That's why
mm-hmm.
you got that breath.
Right.
So I just wanted to say that, because a lot of people are thinking that all these beliefs have all the truth. No, that's what's made us separated as a people, because everybody is arguing over who got the truth. Ain't none of you got the truth, because a lot of the knowledge around the world has been suppressed. So I believe that we should go ourselves before the Creator and humble our spirits and our souls. That's what we have to do.
And that's why I said earlier, when you do that, when you do what you just said, then the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, will come in and show you what the real truth is. But when you try to exclude him, when you exclude him, there's no way you're going to know the truth. There's no way. And I agree with you. There is so much truth that has been destroyed to further somebody else's agenda.
Yes.
So when you talk about history, you know how they break it down. It's not history. It's his story.
Yes.
And he made it so that his story will stand.
Yes. Thank you, Pastor. You know I love you, and I love everything that you do. Just thank you so much. I love you and appreciate you a great deal. And thank you for healing our spirits every time you speak. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Thank you. Thank you. That, again, another Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee. That was Sister Bessie the Truther. We thank you for calling in. You know we love you as well. This is The Work Is Done, and we'll be back after this.
Something more than a beautiful melody to tell the story of truth and reality. I think that a song should be sung by a man who knows the meaning of a song. And the meaning of true love. I think that a song should be shared among friends. Then when friends are gone, the melody and me still lingers on. Tells of the good times. Telling of the bad, tell of when we're happy, when we're sad.
Everything is tied to the song.
Oh,
you touched my life one day.
All my burdens, they just roll.
Everything you touch,
oh, most importantly,
you touch my life.
something more. Oh.
Yes, we're back. We're back with The Work Is Done. I am your host, Pastor Kev. We have another call on the line. Caller, welcome to The Work Is Done. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Pastor Perry, it's E. Davis. We're strictly business with E.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm definitely enjoying the show regarding the truth. My mother, she had a saying. She was a minister. She would say, the truth kills a man, let him die. And that speaks on all areas as far as spirituality and natural. Sometimes people don't want to hear the truth because it hurts. But if it hurts, it's supposed to penetrate and force you to level up and to change. And then Jesus even said, of course, the truth shall set you free. So any type of bondage that you're in, you have to hear the truth and receive the truth so you can be liberated to do all that you need to do and accomplish all that you need to accomplish, especially us in the Black community. It was said to me that we allow people to do things to us that hinder us and to keep us from growing, and then we want to cry out requesting our 40 acres and a mule. But when we allow the oppression to continue, then we are allowing that objection, and that's not the truth. Mm-hmm. The truth is go in and claim what is yours rightfully by the law. It's the generational allowance. So it's like we have to step in. The generations are allowing us, the generations is keeping us from accepting the
generation.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sorry.
My husband is listening.
Let me get on the phone. Let me get on the phone.
What the issue is that, you know, I mean, Black folk need to really understand is that we allow a behavior, okay? We allow things to happen. And as long as we allow these things to happen, what is going to be an accepted behavior? Because it's an accepted behavior, we have learned to understand that nigga is a term of endearment. We have learned to understand that I'm not going to live to see 25. Let alone to see 21, because that's an allowed behavior that we have allowed to accept. But really, when you look through the facts of everything, the child prodigies are Black. Most, and if not a lot of the billionaires out there are Black. A lot of not most of not people that are trying to set forth, you know, some type of foundation to instill generational situations. Or Black individuals, or people of melanin, people of color, okay? So it's not just so much the fact that, you know, I mean, yes, we all have to understand that Jesus did save us from our sins, and Jesus did pave the line for us. What Jesus did, he showed us how we should be treating each other. And really, if you think about it, most of not all these situations, Black folk have been always speaking peace. Black folk have always been speaking, you know, okay, you know, I understand, this is how you feel? This is how we feel. This is what we're going to do. And if you don't like it, so what? This is what we are. And really, what it's all been is it's been a form of acceptance. We've been trying to show this is what we need to be accepted, because if we do not need to, because if you see us not to be needed to be accepted, we will roll over you. We will roll over you, roll over as a rolling stone rolling down a hill. And it's been shown. That's why in so many different ways folk have been stopping generational wealth. That's why, the anniversary of
Black Wall Street.
Black
Wall Street stopped a lot of generational income for folk. Okay? And why have not folks still, they might have been fighting for it. They might have been trying to get their income, but the thing is this, is that it's allowed behavior. Once you allow a behavior to happen over and over a period of time, it becomes an accepted behavior. Once it becomes an accepted behavior, it becomes a habit. Once it becomes a habit, it becomes tradition. Once it becomes tradition, it becomes a norm. Once it becomes a norm, it becomes a part of your life. That's what Black folk need to understand.
And therefore, it becomes a truth to that person. So you are right on point.
And you know, I see that, you know, I'm going to bring Brother O back on before I say what I'm going to say. Brother O, come on, come back on.
Well, first of all, I want to thank the wonderful couple, you know, a true couple of God, you know, E and Greg. And I love you very, very, very much. You know, I think about this show tonight, and I want people to have healing, no matter what it is. The next call will come on after this track. This song, my dad would come home, you know, from preaching and what have you. And, you know, we change our clothes, right? You know, and my dad always say, come from church, you know, take a bath, take a shower, and relax. And daddy always made peanut butter and crackers before, you know, mommy would make, you know, dinner. And he would say, okay, boy, you know, you understand, you know, the goodness of God. I said, yeah, Dad, you know, I'm a little boy. And he said, let me tell you something. I got a song for you. And I'm 4 or 5 years old, and daddy with his loving care and loving kindness for his son. You know, B. Davis and Greg and Pastor Kevin Perry, Sister Bessie, Jerry Petito, you know, and Huni Bakatoon. This song was prevalent every Sunday afternoon when we came home from church, and it meant a lot to me. Listen, please.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sophie. There's a little bitty man with a big old voice. And to find him, you have to leave here and go up to 43. Get on 59 North. Pass through Poplarville, Hattiesburg, Law. Get to 84 toward Waynesboro and take a right to 84. And then you're going to cut almost to Waynesboro. And they're going to have a school that says Beat for School. And then you turn there and go around yonder and over that way. And you're going to find a little bit of town called Shibuti, Mississippi. And there you will find Reverend Tyrone Spencer and the Golden Stars. Give them a hand as they come. Give them a hand, y'all. Come on, give the Lord a big round of applause and praise us in this house. How many know that he's worthy to be praised? Lift up your hand real quick, real quick. Look at somebody real quick and say, he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
Oh,
All right, Pastor, you there? I think Pastor is out in the spirit, y'all. Anyway, we're going to bring our next caller right now on Only Dynasty.
Yeah, I'm here.
He didn't turn you around, huh? All right, caller, you on the line.
Hello, welcome to The Work Is Done.
Hello.
Hello,
hello,
how
hello.
You doing? Welcome to The Work Is Done.
Hi, Pastor Perry.
How are you tonight? Let the people know your name and where you're calling from.
This is Angela. I'm actually calling from Union City, Georgia tonight. And I am enjoying the show, I tell you. I enjoy it every time I tune in. I thank you for all you do for the network. And I'm enjoying this tonight because we often talk about truth, but really what is truth? Everybody have their truth. But I thank God for the word and being able to be convicted by the word so I can understand what my truth is as it line up with the word. Because you find yourself in the word and you'll find out what the truth is. And the truth ain't always pleasing. The truth is not always comforting. But the truth will let you know where you are in the word. And sometimes it convicts you. Sometimes it puts you in your place. Sometimes it makes you cry. I thank you for this one tonight. I thank you for all your shows because every time you always bring us something and you're always helping us see something that we did not see before. So I thank you so much for what you do and for what you bring to this network. So thank you for allowing God to use you.
Amen.
Obedience.
Amen. Thank you as well.
You're definitely obedient. And happy birthday to your mom.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I do shows. And, you know, these topics, like tonight, what is truth? It really transcends just being from a religious standpoint, you know, because when you talk about truth, just like the couple came on and, you know, we talked about the Oklahoma, you know, the anniversary of Black Wall Street. Sister Bessie came in. She talked about how the truth was burned, you know, the scrolls. Because if you have a way that you can deny their existence, you can deny their beginnings, you can, you know, deny their contributions, then all of that gets lost throughout history so that there are certain truths that will never be known or revealed because it's been burned and destroyed. And, you know, but we have to be a people who don't settle for just what we hear and just what we see. We have to be truth seekers because even as a people, our contribution even to this country is so much more than what is taught in our schools. So, yeah, I want to thank you, Sister Angela, for calling in. I love to continue the conversation with you, but we have another caller on the line, and we may have to bring this show, continue this in 4 weeks, y'all. Y'all let me know what y'all think about that. But we're going to go.
Now, hold on. No, hold on. That caller just dropped off. That's okay, because we're here, you know, to build and understand. But I'm so glad about, you know, Angela Thomas Smith, you know, the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith, who's done everything I ever asked her to do. Everything I ever asked this young lady to do, she's done to this network and for this network. This is a young lady that works hard on a constant basis. A lot of times she's always giving me accolades. I'm going to give her accolade tonight. This young lady has the heart of gold. She's a woman that believes God, and she believes him, you know, from the gate, you know, without apology. And she's a person that I really, really look up to, you know, and I never said this on the air before. Her spirit has been, you know, a wonderful rendition to what our excellence is. and what we do on a constant basis. And, you know, you look at a person that went through what she's been through. Look at what Sister Bessie's been through. Tony Bacatoon's been through. Jerry Petito's been through. E. Davis has been through. You know, those things, you know, even my brother,
hey man,
I love Jerick Thomas. You know, that's my brother, what he's been through and what he's presenting and representing to the network. You know, Only Dynasty is fantastic because people are allowed to tell their truth and how they see it. And this night is all about Pastor Kevin Perry, who took the time, you know, traveling from state to state tonight to be part of this network and be part of the legacy. And it continues. And Angela Thomas Smith, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You are a shining star, you know, for the things you do for our internship and video paralysis. You know, you must be praised not only by man, but also looked upon from God as a living vessel and a wonderful human being. So I thank you very, very much for what you do for us on Only Dynasty. And I said it, and anybody, all the world can hear what I said tonight. Any comments, Angela?
I just thank God for the opportunity to be used. You know, I heard tonight they mentioned we're looking for somebody to give us something. God has given us the greatest gift, and that's the power on the inside of us. He left the comforter with us. And it's time that we wake up and tap into what's on the inside of us. That's the power that he's given us. He's positioning
us. All right.
But you got to find yourself in the Word. Find yourself, study, show yourself approved. Position yourself to
all
be
right.
an overcomer. Be
all right,
a
now, watch your mouth now. Watch your mouth now. All right now.
If you're not willing to be used, he's not going to use you.
All right.
To empower others. He's got a vision. I tell you, everything that I've been through, I could have gave up a long time ago.
Watch
but
your
I know
now.
That this journey that I'm on is not about me.
Right.
But it's
all
about
right.
the rise that I'm connected to. Jeremiah 29:11 is real. He said he had a plan for us to prosper us, for us to be in good health, for us to have hope in the future. He didn't just say it for
all
one
right.
person. He said it for all his children.
Right now.
He's going to watch over
all
his
right.
words until it's fulfilled. That's why I talk so much on purpose, because we all have one. He didn't just drop
all
us
right.
out of the sky. And he's not dropping nothing new out of the sky. So it's time for you to tap on to what's on the inside of you. It's there. All
right.
What are you going to do?
You know, it's funny that she said that. And, you know, Pastor Perry, you know, tonight's been about, you know, your wonderful broadcasting ability, but also the music. And this song right here smells like cornbread on Sunday afternoon. Pastor Kevin Perry, this song here is dedicated to your mom and her birthday. And I thank the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith for being on this program tonight. O'Neill Twins, take us away.
Sure would love to see loved ones gone on before. Shake hands with the elders, the 20 and the 4. In that holy righteous place, I'll see the mouth of faith, oh Lord. I trade a lifetime for just one day in paradise. So would love to see mother. She told me she'd meet me there, where there would be no more dark clouds, every day bright and fair. I'll walk the streets of gold in the homeland of the soul. one day paradise. Heavenly choir,
oh, yeah.
Doubt troubles over. We'll never get tired. I'll be praising God from this whole world of God. I'd wait a lifetime for just one day paradise. Eternity, oh Lord, with Christ beyond the sky, would mean so much to me. Oh, how happy I would be to see Him before my very eyes. That's why I say I'll trade a lifetime for just one day in paradise. Oh, 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 yes I would. I'll trade a lifetime for just one day in paradise. I'd give all I own, oh, yes I would, for just one day in paradise.
The work is done, and it's songs like that that remind us of where we need to be, things we need to do. We can't forget some of those old songs that, you know, really speak to the heart of things. All the new music is great, but sometimes you got to get back, you know, you got to return to your first love. So, you know, this is the work that's done for the caller that we lost and didn't get a chance to speak. We apologize. I definitely want everybody who calls in to have an opportunity to have their voice heard. So if you weren't able to call in this time and have your voice heard, please call in. Join us in 4 weeks when we'll be back with the work is done. I want to thank the network for, again, allowing me to come on and just be a part of a family that is doing some awesome things. So we'll be back in 4 weeks with the work is done. But right now, let me bring on the one and only Brother O.
You know, those songs kept you. You know, what means so much to me to spend eternity, you know what I mean, with God beyond the skies. I trade a lifetime for just one day in paradise. Those songs I heard as a boy, and they resonate with me today. You know, the song, you know, of Tremaine Hawkins, you know, you look at, you know, Holy One, you know, and I know Jerry Petito was so touched by that song. And, you know, this is what the work is done is all about. I named this show after a prayer. When I was 5 years old, when I had a fever. And, you know, you come home from kindergarten and you're sick. And Daddy looked at me and said, okay, son, what's going on with you? You know, and I said, I don't feel well. He, you know, went to God with it. And after he said his prayer, he said, the work is done. Now, looking at my father, this little boy, and I became healed at that moment because he believed God, and he trained me up to believe God. And 5 hours later, I was running around the house. And my mom said, what's wrong with that boy? That boy was sick. He said, no, he wasn't sick. You know what I mean? It was a situation that needed to be prayed for. Huh, Pastor? He said, God gave evidence of his glory. He told my mom that, Pastor. He said he wasn't sick. It was the evidence of his glory. And that's the key. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Look it up. Hebrews 1. Tomorrow night on these stations, Pastor Perry. And I know you'll be on with me tomorrow night. I get a chance to be installed as an International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcast in this shrinery. How about that, Pastor Perry? Hosted by Jerry Petito. What a time tomorrow night. Looking for all the ONI hosts to support. Your mother and father's favorite as I get enshrined by some great people. Angela Thomas Smith, Sister Bessie the Truther, Willie Bacatoon, and Sylvia Blaylock will be presenting me to the Hall of Fame tomorrow night. Hosted by, of course, the Jersey Jewel. 9:30 Eastern, daylight time on these ONI stations. And, of course, Seven Nations Advertising to ONI, which is Oladele and Ghost Enterprise, which is, of course, at www.thelookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime on that, devnet.com. We're Ngozi Time, both for Twitter and Instagram, Oladele and Ngozi at Pinterest, Google+, Oladele and Malay Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page. The work is done, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio established 2013. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, oladele.ngozi@mind.gmail.com. I am the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame producer in Shrinee, as well as your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewa Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now, the invitation to discipleship and final remarks from Reverend Pastor Kevin Perry. The mic is yours.
You know, we heard a lot about truth tonight. And one of the things that, one of the lies that people find themselves believing is that you can live your truth. But here's the thing with that. If your truth doesn't line up with the word of God and his plan, will, and purpose for your life, then your truth is a lie. Now, yes, hearing the truth can hurt, but there's healing that can take place beyond the hurt. But you have to be willing to go through that process. So for all of you that truly want to know the truth, then simply allow a man named Jesus to come in and be the revealer that you need. Simply say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Thank you for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. It's just that simple. And now, you know, be a studier. Seek out the truth. Seek and ye shall find. Amen. This is Pastor Kev. The work is done. I'll see you guys here in 4 weeks. Until then, go with God and be blessed.